Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
It's your boy Sloan Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm gonna ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
What's up? And we had a couple weeks off, but welcome back to the Misfits of Gold weekly special. I'm not all amped up like I'm usually am because special medicine called baclofen.
Sedatives can be fun.
You know what? But the show must go on. You know, injured or not, I got my surgeries coming up, and I figured until then I can't shoot, so I might as well rock the show. And I've got a couple underneath my belt. I'm not going to say it's been easy, but it's been fun. You know, you don't know how to change who you are, but you know, I kind of want to start today's show off on the loyalty aspect. You know, you look at life, you dedicate almost half your life to a certain aspect, and people reach out to you, they ask you for help, they come to you in tears, and, you know, you truly believe in people. But let me clear the air here, because that, you know, those moments, some of them are the best fucking Academy Award winning moments that I've ever had in my life. And I didn't realize that until I had my car accident on the 15th of last month. You know,
Johnny,
I didn't
want
to start. Oh, Johnny, but he didn't call in. Tell him to call in. But
he said he's on the line.
Man, it's funny, I don't see him.
Right, just making a brother work too much.
You know what? Let's just try to call him, and then we can get this part over with. Tell him he interrupted me in deep thought, and I don't appreciate it.
Wait for something else.
Please leave your message for
Jared.
Man, he ain't on the other line. Tell him to call in, man. He's got to hit one if he wants to join the show. I mean, you think that wetback would know that by now?
I mean, you would hope so, but, you know, it is Johnny.
Yeah, true, true.
Depends on which Johnny shows up, you know, as with all of us.
I mean, dude, it's on the write-up. Hit one for host. But anyway, I'll get back to my point, you know. You get all these aspects of the sport that reach out to you. And like I said, Academy Award-winning moments for the most part, you know, and fighters, and a lot of people in the sport don't realize that I do more than just radio and shoot. You know, I broker deals. I help fighters get to where they need to be. I do a lot more than I take credit for. But, you know, they wanted to start this GoFundMe, so I was hesitant because I was embarrassed because I've never asked for help before. But, you know, when you get in a really bad wreck like I did and you fly off a 4 or 5 foot embankment into the air after hitting a light pole and then hit a tree head on, and you get taken by ambulance to the closest hospital, they wouldn't even take me where I wanted to go because of my injuries. You know, you don't think that all your shit's going to get stolen, you know. And so to come out of this, have to pay $100 to take a taxi cab back to where I live, Then to find out that my insurance deemed me at fault, even though the state trooper said I wasn't, because he was behind me. You know, at that point, your insurance is only liable for two things. Your med pay, which is whatever amount you have it set at, and paying for your vehicle if it's deemed totaled, or the repairs to your vehicle. So I found out in a real harsh, abrupt way when the lady in the ER came up to me and said, you have a $1,200 deductible, and I had to whip out what cash I had and, you know, put the rest on the credit card. You know, they don't even let you wait. They want their shit now. So make a long story short, then I had to pay $897 to have my car towed from a place I didn't want it to be towed to back to Springfield. So on top of that, I got to go to all these specialists and all these different things. And I'm, dude, I have my tax money from the federal government. I was lucky I got it when most people didn't. That was gone. The money that I had saved up was gone. The money that I had in my pocket was gone. And, you know, so I said, fuck it. Let's just do this GoFundMe. Let's see what happens. And, you know, I can't say that I'm shocked. I could say that I was a little hurt. Because I've been nothing but loyal for 23 years to the sport of mixed martial arts. And the people that helped me out the most were the jiu-jitsu community, who I've only been shooting for like 4.5 years, the Muay Thai community, and strangers. Very few people in the sport of MMA came to help me after all the years that I've dedicated my life to them, to helping them. And, you know, I got to say, it didn't shock me. It was more of I told you so moment. You know, you have those moments where you, like, you know in your heart that you don't mean shit to nothing because you're already at that age in life that you've correlated that you're just a number, that you're just an aspect for somebody to get something from or move forward. That's why I have very little friends in life. But the ones I do truly came forward, you know, like Jacob Stitch Duran, Zach Cummings, and a few others. But why is it, in your guys' opinions, that people will beg you and you can help them, but in your time of need, you don't exist? They can't even, bro, it ain't even about the money. A simple text, you know, that takes 30 seconds to say, hey, how you doing, homie? Would have made a world of difference. Why are people so brazen and encapsulated in themselves that they could really give two shits about other people? I'll start with you, Travis.
I mean, man, it's like you said, it's, you know, it's the entire, it's the same thing you're going through with your insurance, man. Everybody is always going to take anything that's handed out to them. They're going to step on whoever they can, you know, to get themselves a little bit higher. And then when it comes down to it, you know, you pay your insurance for 20 years, and then you actually call upon it to need it, and they tell you to get fucked, you know? And it's illegal to not have health insurance. It's the entire system that is around us, you know? And then from a personal level, man, it's like I think it's just so hard today to see past somebody's Facebook and to see past, you know, the things they're putting out onto social media. So it's like, you know, everybody has two different identities. They have two different egos. They have two different personalities, you know, at the minimum. Some people have 3, 4, and 5. It's like we're living in a schizophrenic society, and, you know, everybody's looking to take, but there are so few who are looking to give. And you know, I mean, like you said, Don, I mean, it doesn't surprise you. It doesn't surprise any of us, but is it the way it should be? Absolutely not.
Yeah, it was disheartening, to say it the least, you know. Even Jim Jitsu, you know, as much as he begs me to let him show his face on video and have interviews with me so he can get the prestige, didn't even reach out to, you know, say, hey, bro, are you all right? I think he was more worried about looking in the mirror and making sure that his hair looked good while he slammed his girlfriend who he molested at 17. You know, I don't know.
That man doesn't give a fuck about anybody but Jim, man. You know, he has destroyed more fighters' careers than anybody in the region, that's for goddamn sure. I mean, they just run through and fucking, you know, take whatever the fuck they could possibly get, use it to their fucking advantage, and, you know, they keep going on about it. I mean, he is the epitome example. What's the word that you discovered the other day? And we got a new term for you, Don. The auto...
autosexual?
Yeah, an autosexual. That's a new term, but that is what Jim West is, you know. If it's not Jim West, you don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, autosexual, Don, is like, you know, your sexual preference is yourself. Well, can you believe that shit, dude? Like, how fucking narcissistic of a person do you have to be to even come up with that fucking term? Like, you're autosexual, bro. Like, you have an infatuation. You have feelings. You are attracted to your motherfucking self. Like, how fucking ridiculous is that?
Well, it's ridiculous, but I actually do know some people that are that way, so it's
plenty.
Kind of a fucked up world, but...
Well, bro,
I mean,
that one actually makes sense. That's how fucked up it really is. Travis pointed that out. That actually makes sense. Not this non-binary and fucking Fox King and all that other fucking madness.
Yeah, I could get... Autosexual was a real thing. When you're 11 different genders and you're a Fox King and you're non-binary, that's not fucking real. I know a lot of autosexuals. That's at least a real terminology. It just wasn't a thing until...
It's just a nice way
so
to say
fucking Exactly. People have gotten to the point... They've gotten so fucking narcissistic that they've started creating new terms to make their narcissism more palatable.
Hey, you know, let's go ahead and try to call that trisexual Cash 916 again. We can get him up here on the show. He's got one of them dual transmissions. I ain't gonna waste my dime. Wait, it says he's on here.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, he's transsexual, bisexual.
Yo, you want?
He hung up.
Well,
yeah.
Man, what a little bitch.
Maybe he's getting a fucking bother, dude. Maybe he likes to call him the transsexual.
He's been called worse, trust me. You know, you know, I kind of want to jump to Sacramento, man. Fox 40 did this thing the other night. It really disgusted me, you know. And MF, like your family member, you know, I'm going to be blatant. I'm going to be straightforward. You know, there was that ruling over the law enforcement that shot that African American individual, you know, and I feel for the family, because no matter what the situation is, you know, I'm not going to disrespect any family, you know, I feel for you in that aspect. But when Fox 40 airs a live feed that has graphic violence, graphic language, And that type of aspects to the point of racist, you know, being implied, and it, you know, it kind of pissed me off to where I responded to a lot of the people on there, and I responded as a journalist, you know, and they're talking about, you know, these are our streets. Well, motherfucker, welfare don't pay for streets. Secondly, taxpayers pay for the streets. And the second thing that I responded to was they were saying Black Lives Matter. You know what? Go fuck yourself, because all lives matter. I don't give a fuck if you're a Smurf. Your life matters. You know, this part of life really is starting to piss me off, because they're trying to make it to where one life or one color is more relevant than the other. And if you think that, get the fuck off my show, because you know what? We all bleed red, and at the end of the day, we all get buried in the dirt, you know, so you ain't no fucking better than me. And last time I looked, you know, you can take that retribution and shove it up your ass, man, because, you know what, you guys want to bitch about you're not getting this, you're not getting that, and how you're being treated unfairly, come out where I live. I'll show you how the white people get treated. And then you'll shut the fuck up, because you know what? It's just as bad for the white people where I live as it is for minorities where you live in California. So don't come at me bitching when you don't even know the whole story. You want to tell a chapter of a story, but you don't know the whole facts, the whole truth. You know, I could take you into neighborhoods where white people still live in houses with dirt floors and don't even have running water in them. We got a shit in outhouses. So don't come at me. You know, government's giving you houses. The government's paying for you to fucking have all them kids and ride around in them nice whips. You living better than me, and you out there bitching about your life. Man, go fuck yourself. You know, you're no more entitled than anybody else in life. You know, so I just think that when I hear that Black Lives Matter, man, you could take that saying and shove it up your ass. I mean, I'm just going to say it how I feel it, because you know what? The American Indians, other aspects of life, their ancestors were treated cruel, and we've all became productive, you know, citizens in society. Why does the African American community got to take every little minute aspect that happens, even though this wasn't minute? You know, the gentleman was killed, but they don't want to talk about how he beat his girlfriend when she was pregnant, how he beat her up all the time, and how he did this, and how he sold drugs. And no, they just want to talk about the aspect of he was killed unjustly, and they don't believe in the ruling, so therefore all Black lives matter. Fuck, every fucking life matters. You know, that's just my personal thought, but MF, what's your thoughts, bro?
Man, you know, like, for that being the hometown, you know, like, that's fucking hot much over here. Like, I know people on both sides of the fucking aisle, and, you know, motherfuckers were scared about shit, because I know a lot of people that flew, and they were worried about going out. Like, they were talking about Sacramento about to get a war zone. And I know other motherfuckers that are off the other one, like, oh, we're fixing to get some cops and woo-woo-woo-woo. You know, it's fucking crazy. I mean, like you said, like, I watched the whole fucking hour long, like, 4 or 5 fucking hour thing that fucking was. You know, like, when you look at evidence that was presented, like, it definitely paints one fucking picture. You know, it's like, I'm not trying to fucking say, like, I understand people's struggle. Like, I definitely get where they're coming from. Like, I've seen racism. Like, it totally fucking exists. But at the same time, it's like, you know, something happened. It was unfortunate. A fucking youngster lost his life. Like you said, regardless if he's a piece of shit or not, like, you know, it's still unfortunate that he fucking lost his life. It's unfortunate that anybody had to be in that type of situation, family, you know, the fucking police, the neighbors, like, anything of that nature. But it's just, it's come to this point in society where nobody's held accountable for anything, number one. And number two, it's also told that, you know, in order to be like somebody or be a part of something, you have to agree with it wholeheartedly, you know what I mean? So, like, me as a white person, technically, this is according to their logic, I'm supposed to believe that every single fucking white person there is, right? Because that's exactly what's happening, regardless of how much of a piece of shit he is. Like, I'm supposed to believe every single fucking white person. That's the argument for that. But then at the same time, I get what they're saying, because you see a lot of fucking, like, psychotic, like, serial killer fucking, like, Jeffrey Dahmer motherfuckers, you know what I mean? That cops just fucking tase them while brothers are getting shot. Like, I get what's happening, and, like, it's fucking sad, dude. It's unfortunate. You know, like, and the worst part about it is that nothing's fucking changing. Each side thinks the other ones are fucking demons and that they're fucking, you know, troubles on fucking society. So nobody wants to take the time to really, like, try to put themselves in the other person's fucking shoes and try to see what's happening. And that's what fucking bullshit is. You know, like, it's if everybody's fighting for their own sense of justice, who's right? Who's fucking wrong? You know what I mean? It's like, we know certain things, like, there's fucking commandments that we're supposed to follow. We're supposed to love every single fucking person. It don't matter if they're transsexual, black, white, pink, rainbow. It don't fucking matter, bro. Like, we're supposed to love everybody for who they are and what they are. Now, granted, there's consequences for your actions. You know what I mean? If they're negative actions, you're going to get negative, you know, fucking reactions. Like, your consequences are just, I don't know, man. Especially with that whole thing with fucking Stephon fucking Clark. Like, in Sacramento, there's a lot of people. It's like, they automatically jump on it. Like, regardless, it's like, you can present facts, but they won't believe them anyway. Because then they would have to admit that they were wrong. You know, but like I said, like, that's with the facts that were presented. There could be more to the fucking story that none of us fucking know. You know what I mean? But, like, you see the helicopter, you hear what the guys were saying. They're talking like, oh, well, they didn't have to unload all those clips. Yeah, You know, like, I could dig that. You know, if they had proper training, they wouldn't have had to fucking dump two fucking pistons, dude. You know, but at the same time, like, the cops were just confused because you could clearly hear the video where the cops were sitting there asking each other, like, does he have a gun? Does he fucking have a gun? Like, neither of them fucking knew. It's hella dark. You've been caught on the fucking helicopter camera, you know what I mean, which shows shit. It's like fucking, it's not infrared, but you know what I mean? Like, you've seen the video, Don. But it's like, it shows what's happening, so it's like, it already looks sketchy. And then you run into a fucking backyard, and these guys know it's your grandparents' backyard. Fuck, I don't know. You're dipping through backyards anyway, dude. That's already fucking sketchy. That's stalker shit right there. You know, like, they already fucking got helicopters out from motherfuckers like that anyway. So it's like, regardless. And then it's like, you get up and point something at the cops when it's fucking dark. And it's like, that's either some brazen, like, tough guy shit where you just think you're fucking invisible, or sheer fucking stupidity. You know, like, it's a fucking hot button, dude. So it's like, people are like, oh, well, if you side with the cops, you're fucking racist, you're fucking this. I'm like, dude, I don't side with fucking nobody. I side with the truth. Wherever that fucking truth lies, that's where I side. And right now, there are more facts and more evidence that point to this one fucking direction. And it's like, yeah, it's like, you can sit there and question his character, you can sit there and do a whole bunch of other things, but it's ultimately, it's like, his character doesn't have anything to do with the situation. The cop's character doesn't have anything to do with the situation. The situation is what it is. The facts of the situation. People's opinions. What he was the day before, that doesn't fucking matter up to the point of when shit happens. You know, it's unfortunate that a fucking life was lost. It's fucking sad that a life was lost. It's sad that people are fucking arguing they want to take their life, somehow justify killing that they deem wrong. So it's, once again, it's like, if we're all fighting for our own sense of justice, who's wrong?
Yeah. You know, I get your point. Before I jump to Travis and Johnny, I do get your point because, you know, nobody can really speak on the situation except for the individuals that were in the situation. You know, nobody knows the exact truth except for the people that were in the moment at the moment. And, you know, so I like that aspect. I'll give you the props on that because to me, that makes a lot of sense the way you came across with it. You articulated it very well. And, you know, I've been in situations before like that where a lot of people want to make assumptions, a lot of people want to make statements, but the only people that truly know are the people that were there in the moment. With that being said, I'm going to jump it over to Travis Island and get his thoughts.
I mean, man, you know, I agree with everything that MF said. And at the same time, you know, I feel like the only stories that get used like this are ones that are, you know, like, blatantly ignorant and blatantly blind to, you know, particular things. I mean, I really don't think that it's black versus white, gay versus straight, trans versus non-binary. I think it is fucking government versus you. It is rich versus poor is what it is. You know, it is a struggle for power and control here. And, I mean, California is such a weird fucking place because realistically, you know, it's what, the eighth largest economy in the fucking world. You could split it in half and it's basically two different fucking places. But yet at the same time, there's so much going on and there's such a political hot button behind all this shit that I think the media takes these issues that are, you know, not that. It just seems to me like the issues that are the most, you know, like, ridiculous and have the least, the worst arguments are the ones that get pushed on us again and again by every single media thing until it blows it up and they whip it up into this fucking frenzy.
Hey, aren't news stations registered as entertainment anyway? Like, they're entertainment entities.
I mean, anybody can go out there and just look up the Sinclair Media Network video. Just fucking put that into Google. And it, I mean, every single one of these, like, small local news stations, they read from the same script. They're all owned by the same fucking company. The same corporation owns both sides of the fucking argument, and they're setting them up. You know, a lot of these, and I mean, this just came out recently. This isn't even conspiracy shit. A lot of what is going on is people online, you know, who have motives or who are getting paid from one side or another, call it left, call it right, call it fucking George Soros, call it Russia, whoever you want to call it. You know, they're setting up things like they'll set up a Black Lives Matter protest, and then they'll make another Facebook page and set up a pro-Israel protest and then a pro-life march, and they'll try and organize them all at the same place in the same fucking day. So it's like you get these people who see a fucking meme or see a viral thing on Facebook that, you know, triggers that emotional response, they go onto it, they join some fucking group. It's not even a real fucking group. You know, I've been going off about this fucking perfect example. This whole Momo challenge bullshit. This absolutely fake, made up, no kids have died, no kids have fucking hurt themselves, nobody's seen these fucking videos. It was a 100% false event that got first reported in some fucking Irish newspaper. It took the fuck off, and I had 200 concerned parents on my fucking Facebook tagging every parent they know, like, oh my God, in this absolute fucking terror frenzy. And it's a completely false, fuck-made-up event, but it's still going around. And I just saw the other day that every school in the United States just issued a fucking warning where they sent letters home to parents. So now the school and the system is pushing this false fucking narrative, and it's all so they can cut down on fucking YouTube videos and stifle free speech, and, you know, anything that they don't agree with, they can just now ban because they can say, oh, it's harmful. But people are making up these fucking false, absolutely made-up events, taking it to one fucking newspaper, and getting whipped up on fucking BuzzFeed. And now we have all this terror and panic over something that's not even fucking real to begin with because no one wants to do any research.
Right, dude. It took me at least 30 to 45 minutes just to find the fucking video. The one that they claim that everybody was fucking watching, it took me at least 30 to 45 minutes to actually find a version of the video that I could fucking watch.
Yeah, and
some fucking 6-year-old just stumbled upon it, kissed my ass.
Yeah, you know...
There's some freaky shit, though, bro. The one that I'm hitting with, and my video is kind of fucked up. But, you know what I mean? Like, you go to Marysville, you go to fucking South Sac, you go to fucking, you know, the North Park. It's like, you see motherfuckers like that all the time. you know, that's nothing fucking new to me. Like, you know, all the kids around here, like, you've seen a tweaker or two.
Walk around Rio Linda, you'll find Momo.
Right?
Or you'll find Flocka. Hey, Johnny. The brown lives matter.
Hey, all lives matter, homie.
Oh, he actually lives. He lives.
Bro, I was taking care of my shit. I was campaigning and politicking. You know what I mean?
Did
how
you
to get some
property?
Shit.
You make sure you
some,
wipe properly.
Some shit up. Doing
nobody
some shit motion.
He was He was out there, man, hustling his nicks and dimes on the corner of 4th and T, bro. Don't let him play you. Don't let
fucking
him play
you. Fucking Pelosi loving.
Hey, I moved out from Rio Linda. You feel me?
Oh, snap. You moved from the crank capital of the world.
Yeah, I went from the light-skinned Momo, the fair-skinned Momos to the dark-skinned Momos.
Oh, man. You know, it's good to be on the show again, man. I tell you what. You know,
I know, man. Hope all is well. I was watching from a distance, man. Sorry I wasn't in touch more. I had a lot of shit going on with the shows and the entertainment scene. But, man, I saw. And then I noticed, you know, when I logged on Facebook and seen what happened. So, prayers was up, man. I'm glad everything came out all right.
It's cool, man. You know, it's all good, man. See, that's one of them Academy Award winning moments. How about that, man? But it's all good, Johnny. I'm messing with you. Man, somebody's phone got a lot of static. Is that you, Cash?
Probably. I'm in the car right now.
Yeah,
I just unmuted it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, because you're on a double line, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's weird because it didn't show up on the board. You know, oh, man, it's been a minute. They, I actually just found out they moved my surgery from actually tomorrow till Tuesday. So now I get to go another weekend on a wonderful medicine called Bactin. Which, if you don't know it, research it. It's a narcotic and a muscle relaxant all in one. And the number one side effect is hallucinations. So, yeah, the first night on this medicine was quite an experiment. I felt like
so
I was 19
really
again, tripping on LSD. Yeah, bruh. Well, it was like I was sitting there, and I watched the TV crack off into two. I was already feeling a little bit of cross-eyed, and I was like, you know, damn, this shit's pretty strong. And then when the TV cracked off into three, and I looked at the floor, and it was kind of tripping me out, man. I knew I had to lay down and go to sleep. you know. And I tell you what, I'm not too hip with what I gotta take right now, but it's the only way that I'm able to make it through the day. My body's adjusting to it, but yeah, I gotta have possibly two back surgeries, and then I gotta have a surgery on my hand, or if I'm even gonna feel my thumb again, that will be a blessing. But you know, we talked about loyalty in life. We talked about respect. And, you know, then because you weren't here, we jumped in and we talked a little bit about Sacramento, about the shooting and about the protests and the rallies and this and that. You know, see, the thing of it is when I sit back and I've had all this time to think, you know, I looked at every different aspect, and it truly is a society that is manipulated by the government. You know, because people, first and foremost, they don't read shit thoroughly through anymore. Most people don't. So how do you make the president look bad? How do you make aspects of political, you know, attributes look bad? You know, you go and you create these race wars, you go and create aspects that you want to perplex to make yourself look better. And in reality, what you're doing is you're tearing down society. You know, Travis brought up a very good point, that you go and you look, and if you really look, you know, deep enough, you'll find out that the same people that are creating different protests and different rallies are the same people, but they're correlating people against each other. You know, I'm going to start with you, Cash. Would you say that it's truly a fact now that the political aspects of life are pulling the strings and correlating society to an attribute that they want us to be?
I believe, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, it's horrible.
Oh, my bad. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
Yeah.
You know, that's a horror movie shit right there. Fuck, bro, I'm out here on this motherfucking corner, man, getting these pecs off, you feel me? In the motherfucking rain. They do, man. I mean, it's evident. It's obvious. It's evident. It's up to the people if you're going to fucking let them or not. You know what I mean? We're independent, bro. I mean, you could decide to believe it if you want. You can follow all the clickbait. You can follow all the fake shit and really choose it, you know, if you really want to believe it or not, and follow your own way. I mean, I think us as a group, we look at shit and we look at it from all different points of view, all angles. And we do our own research. We just don't take what the news says or what the radio says or what the internet says for, you know, at face value. We fucking actually look at it. We actually have our own opinions in our own lives, and we fucking put that into play. You know, I think a lot of people are just, they're looking for a way. They're looking to be a part of something, like Travis was saying, groups. Groups this and groups that. They're looking for groups and shit. It's like, dude, search your own fucking group. The realest group. You know what I mean? Like, search out the shit by yourself. You know, don't let these people tell you what the fuck's going on. Do, look at it for yourself.
Yeah. You know, oh, crap, damn, man. I'd be sore as a motherfucker. But I felt like doing this, man. I needed my kick off my shoes Wednesday show with you fellas. Got to bring real back, you know, but, man, I'm hurting like a bitch. Them three dabs I did didn't do shit. But, you know, there's another thing that kind of bothered me, man, you know. But at the same time, I got to give respect to the man, you know. It's like we talked about it was when first, you know, Trump first got elected that I really didn't care for him. But now I really love the man, you know. The situation with the Make America Great Hats again, you know, we talked about it before, but I kind of want to bring it up. I want to talk about it again because, man, I think people are fucked up in the head. You know, I watched this young lady get hot coffee thrown in her face for wearing the hat. I mean, isn't this a free country? You know, aren't we allowed to do what we want to do? Aren't we, you know, allowed to have our own opinion? You know, trust me, if I had the money to get one, I would rock a Make America Great Again, you know, Make America Great Again hat, for the simple fact that America's gone to shit. You know, it's just these millennials, these little entitled son of a bitches that don't think that America was ever great. I mean, shit, you can't tell me Ozzie and Harriet and the Cleavers and shit like that ain't real, because it was back in my day. Motherfuckers, you just lived it, you know, grew up with crackhead mamas and pimping daddies, so you really don't know what life is about. But don't sit here and tell me that America's never been great. You know, do you think, MF, that people actually have the right to go and beat up on other individuals, attack other individuals for an article of clothing that they're wearing? I watched a video where a man was sitting in a diner at the counter, and this lady attacked him, but she didn't realize police were actually in the restaurant at the same time. Well, she ended up getting arrested, and she happened to be an illegal immigrant, and she had been here illegally for quite some time, and her ass ended up getting deported over it. So she's over here beating up somebody that wants to make America great again, and she ain't even a fucking true American. So in reality, do you think that people are taking this issue too far, and what do you think we can do to fix it?
Well, I think that situation you just spoke on right there, the irony at its finest, is kind of comical to me. But, you know, when you look at people's rationale and the way that a particular group of people see the MAGA hat, right, they see it just the way people see a Nazi symbol, same way people see a 666, you know what I mean? Like, it has been turned into a symbol that projects hate on a particular group of people, from a particular group of people, you know what I mean? So some people see it as, like, a light of hope. Other people see it as, like, a fucking, you know, a KKK thing. So it's looking at this fucking strange demographic on how everything is portrayed between it being a symbol. You know, like, who turned it into a symbol? Who turned that MAGA hat into a symbol? And number one, you don't have the right to go fucking assault nobody, be it for nothing. Like, a motherfucker can be walking down the street with a Nazi fucking shirt on. You know what I mean? As much as a prick he is and as much as a fucking dickhead he could be, you know, it's like, you got no right to go there and fucking punch him in the mouth, as much as he may deserve it. But who are you to fucking pass that judgment? You know what I mean? Are you the fucking judge, jury, and executioner? Like, you know, it's like, and even then, like, if that all of a sudden gives you the right, then we're playing a slippery slope game where it's like, okay, well, if that gives you the right, then anything that I deem as, like, demonic, you know what I mean, as something that projects hate, so I can now project my hate onto that. Like, how does that even make sense? You know, and that goes on fucking both sides. Because you get the fucking the right-wing leaning people like that actually go for the MAGA hats. Like, there may be some that do it out of sheer innocence, but here's my argument on that. If you understand how a particular group sees it, regardless of how you believe it to be, you know what I mean, or how you see that symbol, if you know it's going to incite some shit, how does that make you, you know, innocent in all facets of the situation? It technically does, because that's like provoking somebody. It's like spitting right before their feet. No, I didn't spit on them, but I sure as fuck let them know what was going down. In a way, it's like an arrogance thing to me. It's like, anyway, it's wearing the hat. Like, I get it. It's like, what it represents is what it represents. But people that wear the hats, they're just doing it to either start some shit, to try and provoke some shit, you know, to say that they're better, or that their way of living is this, or their way is this. And it's like, at the same time, it's like, they're trying to say, like, oh, every life matters. But if people that wear the MAGA hat, dude, like, you got to understand, it's like, they're more or less just kind of arrogantly pointing out the fact that it's like, their way of life matters more than somebody else's. But then you get the other side, they actually take it as that. And then what do? They got to project their anger and their hate on something else. So it's like, they're going to go try and attack the shit. And as far as it goes, like, with the whole fucking situation on that, dude, look at what the fucking, the kid from the Covington fucking high school, look at what his lawyers are doing, bro. Like, it's about to get all bad. Like, freedom of speech is about to get wiped the fuck out. All over some fucking nonsense. Because this kid's fucking lawyers are going and suing everybody, bro. Like, Washington Post got hit with a $250 million lawsuit. You know what I mean? And that's not counting the other, the actors, the other fucking news outlets that actually post this shit. New York Times, like, dude, like, it's about to get fucking wild. And if that kid actually fucking wins, dude, like, how the media works and how everything works, it's going to be like what Travis said. It's like, they're taking this as a, like a kind of, like a bait and fucking punish kind of game. You know what I mean?
Like, they're trying to stifle speech anyway, but it's like the ones that are actually going to have an opportunity to do it aren't the left. It's going to be the right that's going to have the opportunity to do that, because anything that they deem offensive, anything that they deem as hate speech, anything that they deem as anything else, why? Because it was a fucking bait and punish, dude. Like, they baited them into doing stupid shit, used their anger against them, and now guess what? Now they're going to get their fucking way anyway. So, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have the right to go fucking punch anybody for any article of clothing, or even, like, somebody can be sitting there fucking spouting some shit, dude, but it's like, technically, unless they come up and assault you personally, you really can't fucking do shit. And it's like, what, you're going to go up there and stand up for some shit? Like, all that's going to do is create a situation. Best thing you can do is, you know, kind of remove yourself from the situation and not even engage in that fucking negativity, in that hate, in that fucking action, because you already know what's going to happen if you get engaged.
Yeah, you know, well, I've seen a recent news article that actually said that hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. And it kind of stifled me at a moment. You know, and the more I looked into it, it truly is. You know, hate speech is actually considered a First Amendment right. So when you look at it that way, I mean,
well, who gets to define hate speech?
Yeah. What was that?
Who gets to define hate speech? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody's,
I mean,
got their own fucking
exactly.
Opinion.
I mean, so, I mean, in reality, what they're saying is you can say whatever you want and the government is going to protect you, or you're legally protected. Do you think that hate speech should be under the First Amendment? I'll start with you, Travis.
Absolutely. 100%. There is freedom of speech is freedom of all speech. It is not only freedom of speech that you fucking like to hear. The only fucking way that people have ever gotten out good ideas, the only way that ideas can be thought of and discussed and worked out, is we have to have the ability to talk about every fucking thing, you know? The only way that you learn that Nazism and fucking eugenics is a terrible fucking thing and we should never do it, is you have to have fucking discussions about this, you know? We don't need to fucking, you know, let another Hitler and let another World War II happen to know that that's a bad fucking thing. You know, I mean, America was great when it was founded because the only rules that we fucking have, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, those are rules on how little power the fucking government can have. I was listening to a history podcast the other day, man, with Dan Carlin and Daniele Bolelli. And, I mean, they were talking about how it was one of the biggest issues for our founding fathers when founding this country, because they didn't want America to have an army. They didn't want us to have a standing army, because they said if the government gets an army, then they'll start coming in and fucking shutting down and taking away freedoms and all this bullshit. So they said, okay, here's the deal. Here's what we'll do. We'll allow the government to have an army, but only under the condition that every single citizen be able to match the government with the exact force that they have. The fact that we cannot own a fucking RPG or grenade launchers or even fully automatic weapons is against the Constitution. The Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment is for protection against the government. All of our Bill of Rights are protections against the government. And I mean, it was like one of the biggest issues our founding fathers had to go with. Number one is you have to be able to say whatever the fuck you want to say. You have to have freedom of speech, freedom to express your ideas above all else. And rule number two is every fucking person gets a gun, because every time the government gets too much power and too out of control, they go in and start rounding up motherfuckers and putting them into camps. It's happened in every single fucking society and every single government that's ever gotten too big before throughout all of history. And it's like, at what fucking point are we going to start looking at history and, you know, realizing what we're doing? You know, the left is calling Donald Trump Hitler. They're saying we have all these Nazis everywhere. But then they're also saying, give the Nazis all the guns. You know, you can't call Donald Trump fucking Hitler and then say, give Hitler all the guns. Because what happened? You know, it's fucking craziness. And this is where the breakdown in that cognitive dissonance comes in.
True. Cash, your thoughts? Hello? Better do something else, man.
I see he texted. He said he's got technical difficulties. Phone's got issues and he can't hear shit.
Oh, Well, I'll go ahead and just pose it to you then, MF.
Sorry, Doc. I kind of got a little distracted right there. What was the question?
Do you think that hate speech should be protected by the First Amendment?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like what Travis said. You know, all speech is speech. Like I say, who gets to define what hate speech is? Who gets to define it? Yeah, I mean, it's like, how could anybody really say this? Like, yeah, it's like, I'd say, fuck, I'm kind of at a loss right now. All right, put it this way. Like, there's a difference to me between hate speech and provoking speech. It's like, hate speech to me, like, doesn't really exist. I think there's provoking speech. There's speech that is designed to hurt you. There's speech that is designed to manipulate you, you know, to abuse your emotions. Absolutely, and we learned that in the fucking, you know, in Black Science School. That's one thing that fucking comes around, you know, pretty fucking often. But either way, so it's like, what is hate speech? You know, like, you can sit there and call somebody, you know, some racial slur, but it's like, really? If you were to actually call, you know, if you go to China and drop the G-bomb, you know, most of those motherfuckers aren't even going to know what the fuck you just said. So it's like, who are you really offending? You know, like, the whole way on how words have power, it's like there's provoking speech. There's shit that it's like, okay, you can't say hate speech, but yet I can sit there and manipulate you and just completely affect your mental calm and just completely destroy you from the inside out. But technically, that's not hate speech, so I can get away with it. So to me, that would be more dangerous, but nobody cares about that. All they care about is, you know, what they believe their morality.
What hurts their,
you know, what hurts people's feelings. Because for some reason, that's not arrogant that we actually believe that we understand other people's feelings, right? If you look at shit that way, it's all just projection, bro. It's like people are worried about what other people are saying. It's like, stop paying attention to it. Toughen the fuck up. I hate to say it, but it's like, toughen your mind. If words fucking really affect you like that, one, you're either super weak, or two, you just really have no defense against the fucking weapons that people are using against you. I mean, how often, you know, like, wars aren't started with a fucking sword. Wars are started with a fucking pen. Wars are started with fucking words. You know, it's like, think about it. Like, words do so much more damage than an actual physical confrontation. But yet, people get all up in their emotions because they believe their way of life to be right and true, and that their opinions, you know, their fucking justice means more than the next person. Pretty fucking arrogant to me. Doesn't matter what fucking side it is. You know, but at the same time, it's like, what you follow now may be immoral and wrong 10 years from down the line. Like, you look at, like, what we're talking about, hate speech, absolutely should be allowed because all speech needs to be fucking allowed. Why? Because there needs to be people that are going to say shit that will create examples to where it's like, okay, we're not supposed to fucking do that. Look what the fucking cause of this was, you know what I mean? So it's, everything needs to be said, shit needs to be learned, shit needs to be discussed. You know, like, the word fuck. I guarantee you probably 99% of people listening right now don't even understand where that word fucking came from, why it's used and how it's used. Nobody fucking knows. I can give you a little fucking piece of stupid information. I know. It's from a fucking, I think it's a Danish word called koken. It's to fucking breed cattle. And somehow all the way down the line that turned into fuck, which became a slur word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you ask anybody about the word fuck, guess what? Can't nobody give you that fucking explanation. But yeah, it's a foul word. It's an offensive word, right? So, I don't know, man. Language is fucking stupid anyway. Humans should never have been fucking taught language in the first place.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. It's kind of crazy because it's like this week, man, sitting at home, I've been forced to watch TV for the last 16 days, whatever the fuck it's been. And I tell you what, I've never been so dismayed in my life, man. I watch one aspect of the news to jump to the other and jump to the other, and not one of them.
And now you learn the definition of fuck.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man, what the fuck? And then there's this actual, I'll have to fucking find the name of it and send it to you guys. There's this actual page now that is truly it's on Facebook and other social media aspects. But what they do is they show the true story because they want to bring clarity to what the nation or whatever aspects of the news they can. And so they're filming aspects, I don't even know how they're doing it, if they're doing it legally or illegally or whatever, but they're filming situations, and they're showing the story in its entirety. They're not showing bits that were chopped up. They're not showing just little tidbits of a story. They're showing the whole actuality, the 100% of the story. And it's really making the news sources look like assholes. And I kind of love it. So when I find, I'll go back and I look, because I believe I saved the page. I'll go back and I'll look and I'll share it with you guys, because it's comical. I mean, because what they show never makes it to the news. It never makes it to the American people. But yet, through the social media site, you can see the true 100% actuality of a situation. And it'll blow your mind, because it'll make people realize that what you're seeing on TV is only a tenth of the truth. And, you know, it's, you know, even back in my day when we were kids, you got a tidbit of the news, you got a tidbit of the real, and you got it on all three or four, you know, networks. But now it's just straight pathetic. You know, I knew I wanted to make this show happen this week. I like I said, I'm sorry I wasn't on point this week. You know, I just wanted to make it happen. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take me to heal up after my back surgery this week, but I wanted to come back and do another show with you guys before I completely go into the darkness or the abyss, or however you want to say it. But, you know, I'm going to be down for a minute. But, you know, one thing I do want to say is thank you to both you and everybody that's ever done the show, from the Misfits of Gold, because one thing that I know that I got in this group is loyalty. You know, I got a brotherhood, a sisterhood, however you want to call it, that can't be replaced. But you know what? We could teach the world a thing, because we've never met each other face to face, but yet we can still call each other brothers. And to me, that it stymied me at first, but for the last 3.5 whatever years we've been doing the show and being friends, it amazes me, and even makes that quote that I always say even more relevant. If we were all blind, would we know any difference? And to me, the answer is yes, because, you know, I don't know you guys. I've never saw you face to face, but yet I would do anything in my power to help you in the time of need. And, you know, if we could be that way, then society can be that way. You know, I'm going to toss it over to you, Travis. What are your final thoughts of the week and, you know, of the show, bro?
Yeah, well, I think that was beautiful, and you summarized it nicely, Don. You know, I mean, I guess on this one, I'll
just... you choked him up, Don.
I'll just quote my boy MF here, and that's, you know, we smell our own kind, man. And when you're around people who are honest and blunt and who are going to tell you their opinions and their feelings and, you know, all this kind of shit, whether or not, you know, you like it, they don't have to sugarcoat it and paint a fucking mask on top of it, you know. I mean, it's what everybody could be if everybody could get over, you know, the life that they want to live on Facebook, and they just started living, you know, being who the fuck you are, liking the things that you fucking like, being honest, and, you know, just since we've been talking about, you know, free speech and all that kind of shit today, man, I think the most important thing above fucking everything is that you speak the truth. You know, the unobjective, unbiased, examined truth. That is the most fucking important thing in the world right now, you know. I mean, since 2012, the government, the media, whatever the fuck you want to call them, Obama signed into law that it is okay for the media to use propaganda against American citizens, man. You can't trust any of that kind of shit. You know, you got to follow your heart. You got to follow your gut. And above all, you got to fucking think. You got to do some research. You know, it is so important now more than ever that people are honest and speak the truth.
You know, I love the way you put that, little rocket man.
I do what I can, Don. I do what I can.
Oh, you know, MF, your final thoughts for the show, but before we get there, I do want to add one more thing. You know, I got to love Donald Trump, man. You know, he basically told Little Rocket Man to go fuck himself, and, man, I love it. You know, we finally got a president that has fucking balls, you know, and I think that's what it's truly going to take. But I don't know what your thoughts are, but I'm going to let you say your final thoughts of the show and of the week, and whatever you want to say, MF, the floor is yours, homeboy.
First and foremost, man, it's always a pleasure doing it, man. I'm glad we fucking met in the first place, you know what I mean? Well, kind of met, technically, had conversations. You know, had plenty of conversation, both on the show and fucking outside of it, man. Like, you know, I'm very fucking thankful for it, and it's definitely a pleasure on my end. But, you know, like, everything we talk about, dude, like, it's hard to, you can't convince people unless they are aware of the fact that they are ignorant, you know, like, and that's just, it's unfortunate. That's the way it goes, bro. Like, you can't save everybody. Not everybody is meant to be saved. And until they actually realize their ignorance on the topic or on the subject, you know, because two completely different fucking things, you can't really start enlightening them. It's the same way with me. It's the same way with everybody. You know, it's like there's things that I believe are truth and that I'm so convinced in my convictions with that truth that it's going to take a lot to fucking sway me because I've been educated and I definitely did my research, you know what I mean? So there's certain ways of how things are going to work. But people in general, it's like they always want everybody else to see things from their point of view, but that's never going to happen. We all understand that as individuals, we're unique. Our perceptions, our perspective, our mindset, you know, our filters, things we went through, our mamas, our dramas, our traumas. Like, everybody is a unique individual. So you can't expect somebody else to see your situation from your eyes. Best you could do is just try to put yourself in their shoes. You know, at least try to see from their point of view to give yourself more information on the subject that you could be ignorant of, you know what I mean? So I like this show because it shows, like what you said, like we've never met, we've never seen each other. Like, technically, if there wasn't fucking social media or anything like this, like we wouldn't know what fucking, what our race, what our color, what our creed, what our credo, any of that fucking shit is, you know what I mean? And we're still able to have these conversations and all the different people that come on the shows. It just shows that it's possible. Like, we did the math. It's like my brother-in-law said, it's 3% of the world is not susceptible to groupthink, right? So it's like 237 million out of fucking however many billion people there are. So there's quite a few of us, you know, in the world, but it's like you can't go looking for it, man. It's like the right people are going to find the right people. It's like everybody's going to be drawn to the situation. And maybe that's what this show is, you know what I mean? And that's why I'm not worried about you when you go in there, but like, we got shit to do. You know what I mean? You got a fucking purpose. And the purpose is to just fucking kind of enlighten people. And I think that's a cool thing about the radio show in general. It's like the people that are going to, that are looking for it are going to find it. But it's like if they have to, you know, ask where to find it, then they don't need to, you know, don't need to find it. That's kind of the way it fucking works, dude. And it's like we give people an opportunity just to hear our perspectives that maybe will open their perspectives a little bit, you know, open each other's perspectives. Like, you know, have an opportunity to get information and knowledge that we didn't have, you know, 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, an hour ago. And so, you know, I think it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, you know, I've always felt that way about this show. You know, it's, if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. But if you do, I mean, we don't always articulate it in the most professional manner, but we always get our point across. We have some shows that
speak for
that
yourself,
go deep.
I'm
we have
quite
some, yeah, and we have some that are just, you know, truly on point. But, you know, America can learn from this show. I mean, you
probably
know. Everybody can have a conversation and agree to disagree. And, you know, it's just sad that I sit here and I look at it and I'm going, why in the hell, if we can do it, can't everybody else do it? So it kind of stymies me in some ways, but, you know, but in other aspects, you know, I've watched this decline in society. I've watched this hate aspect grow. And, you know, one thing that did change my thoughts lately before we get off here, and it kind of made me happy inside. There was an African-American man and the leader, and one of the leaders of a Ku Klux Klan or, you know, Aryan group or whatever it was, that actually became brothers, and there was no longer any more hatred between them and the African-American aspect that was added in that scenario. And it was because they reached out to each other and they truly asked each other, why do we hate each other? Do we really know why? And neither one of them had an answer. You know, it was something that they've been taught their whole life, but when they actually got to sit down across from each other at a table and ask, why do we really hate each other? And neither one of them knew an answer. So they decided not to hate each other because they really didn't know why they did in the first place. So if you're listening to the show and you're out there construing hate, look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you really know why you're doing it? And only you can take from that aspect in life. And only you can learn and change who you are. With that being said, homeboys, it's been fun. It's time for my nurse to come. It's time for me to get a little bit more pain medicine in me and stuff. But I wanted to make this show happen. I didn't know if y'all was going to be down for it, but I wanted to make it happen.
Yeah. It was torrential downpour, the hail, the fucking lightning, and we're under a fucking power thing. We'll make this thing happen with you, dog.
Go get that catheter out, Tom.
Right. Tell her to use grease this time. Be nice.
I don't have a catheter, thank God, man. They don't make them that big.
Anima?
Shit. Spine bad. Give my spine bad.
Essential oils. I dig it.
Well, anyway, my brothers, it was an honor and a privilege to share the show with you again. I don't know if I'm going to be down for next Wednesday because they moved my surgery to Tuesday. We might have to pop it on to Thursday, but we'll make a show happen one way or another next week, man.
We're here for you, my brother. Godspeed, my man.
Nah, we're here for each other. One people under one people. And that's the way it's always going to be.
One glove, my brother. One glove.
Most definitely. All right, homies, y'all have a great day. Peace out, and God bless you, man.
Holla.
Holla. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. On that note, have a good day, and God bless.
I said, where I come from, people always get money.
In case we're getting stuck, we run.